process that was touted as Cinerama out of one hole. Which highlighted the fact that it did not require three separate projectors to achieve the same width of picture. This film was shot and projected tonight at 30 frames per second, as opposed to the traditional 24, so we hope you enjoyed this unique presentation. Frame rates are back at the forefront of theatrical presentations, as those of you who are following the production of The Hobbit may be aware. So once again, the 1950s are at the forefront of technological discussion in 2012. Though you weren't able to fully enjoy it due to our curtained-off preparations for tonight's opening event, I hope over the course of the series you'll visit our lobby exhibition, The Big Picture, a celebration of the large format film. In addition to the wonderful posters and photographs from the Academy's library collection, there's an original 1928 Grandeur Fox camera used to shoot The Big Trail, starring John Wayne, in 1930. This Fox release was another way that William Fox was ahead of his competition by financing not only sound on film, an elaborate theater chain of movie palaces, but also large format presentations. Unfortunately, the stock market crash took him down financially, and his forward thinking ended up with his historical reputation diminished. 70mm film did predate the 1920s, however, as the Biograph Company was shooting 70mm film at the turn of the century for many of its earliest productions. Next week, I hope you'll join us for one of the few animated films released in 70mm, Walt Disney's 1959 Sleeping Beauty. We'll have animator Andreas Dejean and animation production designer Mike Giamo here to offer insights into the unique contributions that this film made in the advancement of the animated film. And at 7 p.m. we'll be screening Williamsburg, The Story of a Patriot from 1957, which is the longest-running motion picture in American film history that still runs daily in this division in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. So you don't have to travel to Williamsburg, folks, because we're bringing it here to Los Angeles. 50 years ago, Southern California was indeed going mad. Palm Springs, Malibu, Long Beach, San Pedro, Lake Arrowhead, Oxnard, the Pacific Coast Highway in Santa Monica, San Diego, you'll see them all tonight. 1962 style, when the film was being shot. Locations all over the region were touched by the production of the film we're about to see tonight. We're pleased to be running It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, there are four of them, in its full-width ultra-panavision ratio. Ultra-panavision was the widest of the 70mm theatrical formats, and it used an anamorphic lens on the camera and a projector to achieve a ratio of 2.76 to 1 compared to the normal 70mm ratio of 2.2 to 1. How about that? The process was developed as a way to fill a full Cinerama-sized screen, usually using only one strip of film and one projector, as opposed to Cinerama's more cumbersome three-projector system. Only 10 movies were ever released in this format, including Ben-Hur, Mutiny on the Bounty, Fall of the Roman Empire, The Greatest Story Ever Told, which some of you may have seen here a few years ago, Hallelujah Trail, Battle of the Bulge. For those of you who might be wondering how we were able to fit the extra-wide ultra-panavision picture on our standard 70mm screen, we've reduced the height of the image just a bit so that you'll be able to see the complete edge-to-edge picture just as audiences did back in 1963 in its premiere engagement. And of course, one of the things about movie going that's really kind of rude is that we always sit with our backs to the real showman of the piece, and that is our projection team. So from 30 frames per second to ultra panavision, please wave back at the projection booth and thank you. As a special treat, there will be a 10-minute intermission, so you'll be able to get up and go to the bathroom or stretch a little bit. We'll be playing the police radio calls that were originally played in 1963 at the Cinerama Dome, with the sound also piped into the lobby and restroom so that the film experience continues, even if the audience refreshes itself. We will not be piping the sound into the restrooms. So if you think that what's happening in 1963 is happening to you, and you're in the ladies' room and you hear a man's voice, you will be having a different experience. Anyway, before we begin our return to 1963, we want to welcome some of the filmmakers from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Here to lead us in a discussion with them is someone for whom this film has very special memories and for whom the Academy has very special affection. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Billy Crystal.
The ratio of 16 is 3 projectors that make 1 image. And then, this is a funny story. Stop me if you've heard it. This is not Judgment of Nuremberg. Mad World was the original title for Judgment of Nuremberg. I am delighted to be here tonight, and when Mrs. Kramer called me to say, would you do this, and I said, listen, I have to tell you a very interesting and funny story about It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. How many meetings were there at the studio to determine how many mads there were? And in 1963, the movie came out November 7th, I was living in New York, I was 15 years old, 50 years ago. Was coming November, and this will get funny, but it was my brother Richard who's here that reminded me of this story, and I actually had forgotten it, is that my father had died in October of 1963. He was always doing stuff like that. And it was obviously a very hard time for us, and then the movie was coming out, and he was a comedy freak. My dad turned my brothers and I on to all the great funny people during that time and earlier in New York in the local stations, and we had Ernie Kovacs and Phil Silvers, and we had all of these great, incredible people, Sid Caesar and Carl Reiner, who'll be out on stage in just a minute, and all these amazing people. And now, here was this movie, and most of them were in it. And so the month went by, and in Judaism, you have a certain amount of time to mourn, which is forever. And my brother said to me, don't you remember we took my mother to see the movie, and you know something? She hated it. I've debated whether to tell that story or not. No, we loved this movie, and we thought it was hilarious, and what was great about it was, apropos of the All-Star Game tomorrow, that's what this movie was for us. It was an incredible All-Star Game with the greatest people in the world, the people who made me want to be funny, all in one movie. And like I said, I was a junior in high school, so I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to perform, and I performed by myself, but also one of my closest friends and I had a comic, were a comedy team. His name was Joel Robbins. And Joel and I did Laurel and Hardy routines, and we did all kinds of funny stuff together. We were in shows together. We just loved being funny. So when the movie came out, and I had seen it, I said, we got to go see this. So we saw it again. And then we said, we got to do something. So at the age of 15, Joel and I formed a ticket agency company. And we sold 150 tickets to the members of the junior class of Long Beach High School, Long Beach, Long Island. We got our principal, Dr. Norman Schwartz, right then, to let us go. He gave us the day off from school. We got $3 round-trip tickets on a Long Island Railroad special fare. We had buses meet us at Penn Station. We went to the theater, saw the movie, and when it worked out that I was going to do this thing tonight, now, I called Joel. I said, 50 years later, you want to see the movie again? And he's here tonight. Well, we're going to move this along because the movie some of you may remember, is 9 hours long. It should be shorter than some satyrs. So I'm going to bring out some of the people, some cast members, and some of the people who are responsible for working on the film. So I'm going to start first with the script supervisor. This must have been a horrendous job. How hard to keep track of this? This movie shot 166 days.
Wow.
And on the 167th, he rested. So please welcome Marshall Schlamm, who is the script supervisor. Keep it going, folks, from the next in the theater. Director, this must have been the greatest job of all time. Please welcome, and he was a legendary casting director, Mr. Lynn Stallmaster. Stanley Kramer, and she put this whole evening together. She's an amazing, you all know her, she's an amazing force, Miss Karen Kramer. So now we get into the cast. She was amazingly beautiful and a great dancer. She plays Dick Shawn's girlfriend. In the cast, she's known as Sylvester's girlfriend. Please welcome Miss Barry Chase. This is truly one of the most original minds ever in comedy. Please welcome Mr. Stan Freeberg. Watching him as a little kid, first on the Jack Parr show, and the listening to his albums, and stealing his material right and left when I was a little kid, there was no one who was more exciting to watch, more unpredictable to watch, and more in awe than we were of Jonathan Winters.